It's the Rob, Anybody, and Dawn of a New Day. Get it? Dawn of a New Day? It's a play on words about a morning radio show. Brandon wrote this, didn't he? And no, Brandon, I don't have a dentist appointment at 2:30. What has happened to this show? And now back to Rad Radio.
We got this email, rad@radradio.com. It's from Greg.
Hi, Greg.
Now, subject line, he's directing this at what he says is the all-knowing Rob, but I bet somebody on my staff, my support staff here, can figure out the answer. We're talking about these peelable gummies that are super popular in mango flavor. They've been selling out at Walgreens since last fall. It peaked in February. Tomorrow they're going to be fully restocked, they say. But they got so popular that they had to put a limit. Like, you can only buy one bag if they even had them. I don't know if the limit is still in effect tomorrow, but that is Greg's question. He says, all-knowing Rob, I have never understood why a business would limit how many items someone could purchase. Mm. A business's number one goal is to make money. Why should they care if one person buys 100 of something or 100 people purchase one? Anybody? Mm. Anybody?
Oh, God.
Are you acting? Are you playing?
Yes.
Because you know.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, I'm
really I don't think
blank.
Dawn really doesn't know.
I'm really blank.
I don't even think Kyle heard the question.
No, because I'm annoyed by that. I honestly, because this will happen to me sometimes, I'll put in my cart that I want, like, however many, and they'll be like, oh, there's a two limit. And maybe they're short on supply. I don't know, but who cares? Yeah. What do they care if they're short on supply and I buy all their supply? They're making their money.
Let's see if Brandon has the correct answer.
Well, see, I was acting like I was acting, but then I was like, well, shoot, you said money, and but it is money, right? Like, yes. That's the reason why.
Right. So why would they not let Dawn buy 100?
To spread the wealth?
I don't know if this is it, but if I'm only allowed two, that's fine, or if they're only limited, I'm still shopping. Right? Like, if they're out of it, then you might just go away and go somewhere else.
Remember the specific example. This is Walgreens. Yeah. You can only get it in their store, so there's none of this online crap.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to walk in and get it.
Oh.
Wouldn't they want 100 different people to walk in?
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
Because they might buy candy of other kinds or that kind of.
Yes.
That's why they do it.
This isn't the candy company putting the limit on it.
No.
This is Walgreens.
And it's their specific generic brand. They're like, we want more bodies.
That makes sense. Yeah.
Listen, we got there.
We did.
Yeah.
You did.
No, it's about money.
Nicely done. Hey, if you're a welfare recipient and you're just waking up to start your busy day.
Good morning.
Here's a recap via emails from allegedly working Americans.
Ooh.
Of what you missed on today's show-gram. We talked about things that now Gen Zers and millennials, they like them. They're cool because they're like, and they used to think there's such a dorky adult thing to do. Bird watching came up. We were talking about yard work. And Josh wrote in and said, what happened to me? I'm old. Around 47 years old, I started watching all the woodland creatures in my yard. Now at the age of 49, I wake up at 5:30 on my days off to feed the squirrels in my yard, and I look forward to it.
Oh,
mm-hmm. I'm wearing readers and watching birds. What the F?
Embrace it.
You already nailed it, dude.
This is life, man. This is the fun stuff.
And yours is over. Just embrace that.
Is any of that stressful to you? Honestly.
Right, like, you're looking forward to
it. This is a relaxing opportunity.
You get to enjoy that morning instead of missing it.
Yeah. And count how few you have left.
Right.
Greg wrote in because we were going through, in particular, acronyms that are no longer cool. Gen Z, so 25 and younger, say, do not use LOL. Oh, my God, you're such a boomer. You just send the skull face, for example. That was the number one.
Sorry, I'm going to lol you.
So Greg wrote in, and at first I was like, is he trying to be funny? And then I Googled it. So he wrote in and said, many of these are not acronyms. They are initialisms.
Mm.
YOLO is an acronym. LOL is an initialism. So I'm like, I looked at it. I said, what's the difference? An acronym where the four letters stand for something, YOLO. You only live once.
Mm-hmm.
Well, LOL, laugh out loud. Each letter stands for something. So I hit the Google cave. Everybody agrees LOL is an acronym. Everybody except for one source. So Merriam-Webster's, dictionary.com, Johns Hopkins even wrote an article. It is an acronym. Only Wikipedia calls it initialism.
Course, yes.
Oh, great.
So I don't know what Greg's talking about. I don't know if he's got a youngster in his life saying, nah, you know, that's not an acronym. That's initialism. No, it's an acronym.
Hmm. I mean, when you want to get accurate information, you go to Wikipedia.
It is the number one site. I mean, I could go there right now and write whatever I want about anything.
The next most accurate resource is Wookiepedia.
Hey, don't you mess with Wookiepedia when we're coming up on May the 4th be with you.
Jeez. Oh, man.
Speaking of, one of the things we talked about is how you could intentionally use this, if you wanted to annoy youngsters. And Michaela says, I'm only 27, but that does mean I'm at the very end of the millennial generation. I teach third graders. 27 8 to 9 year olds every day who all think I am so old when I use abbreviations and acronyms. I make it my goal daily to be as cringy as possible, and it is not hard to meet that requirement.
Yes.
Good.
Oh,
I mean,
it feels so good.
Right? When you're 8 and someone's 27,
oh, God.
They might as well be 100.
Exactly.
Just like when you're 18 and someone's 30. Oh. I remember we were like, God,
gross.
We party with old people, right? Because then there'd be 30-year-olds like, well, you're so old.
I was walking my dog with my 9-year-old stepdaughter, Bella, recently, and we were talking about a kid that she goes to school with, and this kid, she says, oh, yeah, this kid, her family has a lot of money, but they live in an apartment. And I said, oh, you know, some people make a lot of money, but they live within their means, or they're frugal with their money. And I start to explain what frugal is, and then she just rolls her eyes. Mm-hmm. I can hear them. And she says, anyways, as I was saying, just try to talk anything like beyond what is in her scope and her vision.
That's the perfect lead-in into if you watch us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com and you watch live during the show, during commercial breaks, you get a question of the day. You email in your answers. And we save them for the end of the show. What was today's question, Brando?
What piece of advice would you share with your younger self and why?
There were a lot of this variety. Matt said, I would tell myself to not party quite so much and put some money away. I would own my own house a long time ago if I had. Anyways, doesn't sound very fun.
You could tell
your younger self, and your younger self is going to go, screw you, boomer me.
And then I'd slap him in the face.
Richard, a lot of people did the old Richard said, buy Amazon stock. Right, yeah, okay.
Right. Not fun.
I just don't like the premise of the question because you can tell your younger self whatever you want. The younger you isn't going to listen to you. What does that mean?
Yeah. I take it too serious, too. I get all like, no, why? Like, whatever happened needed to, because it's where you got you where you're at right now. We all want to change things. We all want to go back. We learn from things and move forward. Oh.
Of course, women forget that when they get married because all they want to do is delve back into your past, things you did wrong years ago.
That's just to know you better, man.
And remind you why you were wrong.
Get you to be
even
vulnerable.
Though you've addressed it many, many, many times.
Yeah, I have this vision of my inner child looking at me and being so disappointed.
Yeah, that's good.
Why?
You're still in therapy, right?
Oh, yes.
Man. Okay.
Heavily, and that's why. Not joking.
It's funny.
We got a lot, all from women, of course, that were similar to this, your self-image. Meg wrote in.
Shut up, Meg.
Says, one thing I wish I could tell my younger self is having a butt is a good thing.
Yeah.
Growing up in the heroin chic 90s, I believed wholeheartedly I was a fatty due to my little bubble butt. Took years for me to wear a swimsuit in public and be proud of my 36-inch sexy ass. Then we got this one from Wendy. Enjoy this time now. This is the best shape you'll ever be in. Rock those spandex mini skirts, off-the-shoulder crop top, side ponytails, and ratted bangs. Oh, and don't spare the Aquanet. The hole in the ozone isn't going to close up just because you stopped using it. Blow dry and tease on.
Listen, even if you're not one that would want to show it to any, this is the only thing. This is the only thing I would say because I think everything else needed to happen. Listen, take a picture of that bare butt. Do it. Even if you're not going to show it to anyone, and it's just for you. And this isn't even like a to look back and like, oh, it's like, that was your young butt. I mean, it was your young butt. And it's nothing to like regret because it ain't there no more to get sad about. It's just that was who you were then. And a lot of times women my age are like, oh, if I'd only take a picture of that butt. Mm. Just do it.
And then you can roll it out later when you're married and show your man what he could have had if he'd come along sooner. And then Kelly wrote in and said, I would tell my young self, don't do drugs, go to college, and you aren't fat. Oh, and don't pick a loser for a boyfriend. All good advice. You wouldn't listen.
Anyway.
If you're watching us on Rad TV at members.radradio.com, the Mixed Pick Sports Show is minutes away, and then Tech to You Tuesday, hosted by Ian from Tech to You. And then at noon, remember we dropped the brand new episode of the latest Probcast. My wife and I talking about cicadas, which are invading half of America. She used to live with them on a yearly basis in Texas. We go through all of that. And we drop the entire season one of the Probcast as well on Rad TV at members.radradio.com. For the rest of you, we're back tomorrow morning.
Okay, that does it. Screw you guys. I'm going home. Talking poo is where I draw the line.
Go on and go home, you fat chicken.
Bye, diddly-eye. So long.
Good night.
bless you.
See ya.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye, Homer.
Take care.
Adios.
So long.
Very well.
Dar. Bon voyage. Toodle-oo.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Ta-ta.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Sayonara, dude.
So long.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
See ya.
Bye. Bye-bye.
So long, stink town.